ACC kickoff from Charlotte, North Carolina. It is 1010 XL, 92.5 FM, up on the road, getting you ready for the football season. Joe C., Rick Ballew, and we've got one of the game's best, Derwin James, who most Seminole fans are just dying to see back out on the football field. Derwin, you look good.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it, man. I'm happy to be here, man.
How motivated are you after the injury and everything to get back out there?
I'm ready to put forth the effort that I know I've been working for hard this summer and this spring, and I'm just ready to show the world what I can do.
How hard was it on you? I mean, what a freak accident that happened when you messed up the knee and the injury and everything. I mean, you're out there all the time, and it was a total fluke. How hard was that?
It was very hard on me because, like I said, I've never really been injured in my life. You know, I've always been on the football field, so for me to go down at a critical moment that my team needed me, so it was hard, man. It was hard.
Give us an idea of what you personally have just in terms of goals and collectively as a team, because there's a lot of big things out there for FSU this year.
As a team, man, we're just looking to get each other better and hold each other accountable and not worry about the results and just do everybody doing their job. And, you know, whatever the results is, we're going to live with it.
2013, Florida State won a national title. I asked Jimbo Fisher this year a little bit earlier. I think this has a chance to be his best defense as a head coach at Tallahassee. You're a leader over there. What's your thought on that?
I absolutely agree with you. I feel like this is going to be one of the best defenses in the program history because, like I said, we got the young guys that got experience, that have played, and we got veteran guys that have already been out there. So we're deep in every position, and we're just ready to play. And, you know, everybody's hungry.
What do you need to work on? What's the one thing that's missing on that defense that comes to town this year?
We need to make sure we have that vocal leader when things ain't going right, adversity ain't right, because with DeMarcus Walker exit, he was that vocal leader when things, to get us settled down, we'll get rattled a little bit. So basically finding that leader that's very vocal and that everybody will listen to, and, you know, when a play need to be made, a play get made.
Talk with Derwin James, outstanding secondary player for the Florida State Seminoles. Your coach, Jimbo Fisher, said earlier that when you could not play because of the injury, that it forced you to – you know, use the brain, use the mind, see everything. How has that added to your game?
It added to my game a lot because now I understand why Coach was in my ear every day. And when I didn't really understand, he'll make me watch the other players and be like, tell him what he's doing wrong. And, like, I can actually see from a different view of what he's doing wrong, where he's stepping wrong versus when I was out there and when Coach was yelling at me about it. So now it's just making the game so much easier and so much slower that I could just see the things and see the right techniques and know how to study my opponent.
Florida State's always had great players. You mentioned Walker, who left, a true leader. Noam was a better leader than Jameis.
Yeah.
Yet Coach
Telvin
Fisher,
too.
Yeah, Coach Telvin, a huge leader. Coach mentioned you. What's that like to not only be an outstanding football player, but to be the guy that others will listen to?
It's an honor and a blessing, man, for people to think so highly of me and for my teammates and my coaches to think so highly of me, to put me at a pedestal. So, like I said, it's a blessing. And, you know, like I said, I want to be known. I want to be remembered. So, like I said, I'm going to do whatever I can to help myself be remembered.
FSU star Derwin James with us for the ACC kickoff on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. How many positions do you want to play this year? I just roll through them if you can.
All of them. I got to play kicker, punter, whatever it is.
Because Jimbo smiled earlier and he winked at us. He said, heck, I may put Derwin over on offense.
Yeah, man, stay tuned. You never know what
can happen. Are you going to return kicks?
Yeah, you never know what can happen. Stay tuned. Tuned, man. You never know, man. You can spill the beans, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're being called a freak. And that's great in college football terms and NFL terms. I think I already know the answer to your question, but many say this is it. I mean, you're a top five pick. You're going to the NFL. How do you keep that down the road and focus on what you have?
Like I say, man, I'm still an underclassman, man. I played only 10 games of college football, and I feel like I got so much that I have to offer. So, you know, I'm in college, man. I worry about getting my degree. And like I say, I'm still an underclassman. I only played 10 games.
Yeah. on the other side, are you seeing improvement with young DeAndre behind center?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Some of those
definitely.
Wide receivers you go up against all day.
Naquan Murray, he's becoming that vocal leader that we need on the offense. Him and Auden Tate and DeAndre, like I said, he's even better than before. So we'll be good on offense. Today.
How about some of those younger backs?
Oh, it's a lot of them. Man, I can't. when I think I hit one or two, it's another one coming in. So, you know, they keep coming. So
Now, we mentioned leadership quality, and you're going to assume some of that on the defensive side. What is different about DeAndre leadership-wise?
DeAndre ain't a loud, rowdy type of guy. He's a guy that really leads by example, but now he's coming out of his shell because he know he's that guy that we need him to be. So now people starting to – when he's talking, everybody like, oh, whoa, man, we're going to really listen to what he's saying because he's never really talked before. So now that he's coming out of his shell and he's becoming more comfortable and, you know, taking on that role, and me and him have talks where I got to take on the role, he got to take on the role, holding each other accountable, is making it so much – making our team so much better, and it's so much fun, so much easier.
Final moments with Derwin James joining us here on 1010XL and 92.5 FM, the home of the Jags, Rick Ballew and Joe Cowher. You walk around here, Clemson won a national title.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
49 days away from maybe the biggest college football game ever to kick off the season.
Yes,
what's that like right now to be Derwin James?
Man, like I said, man, we right now Clemson's the top dog. You know, they're the national champs, the ACC champs. You know, we chasing Clemson. Like I said, they haven't beat us the last 2 years. I never beat Clemson in my career. So, like I said, they the top dogs. Hats off to them. But like I said, it's time to go to work.
And how much did it hurt when you know the game was that big and you knew what whoever won was playing for to not be there?
It was like I said, it was tough. Even in that Louisville game, you know, my team needed me. And like I said, when I wasn't there, I felt like it was kind of my fault. But like I said, I didn't dwell on it. You know, I learned from it, and I'm past it. Like I said, I'm going to come out there. I'm not going to hesitate. I'm going to play 120 miles wide open. So the injury ain't stopping me. So like I said, I'm ready to go.
We do appreciate it. Thank you so much, Derwin.
All right, thank you.
Derwin James, All-American at Florida State.
All right, thank you.
Ballew and Cowher return live from 1010XL, 92.5 FM in Charlotte.